Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
As expected, the Reserve Bank has cut the interest rate again by another 25 basis points, a quarter of 1%. Making the announcement, Governor Lesetse Kganyogo warned that risks to the inflation outlook had increased. In the near term, he said, inflation appears well contained. However, the medium term looks more uncertain than usual, with material risks from the external environment. Kganyogo added that going forward, the Monetary Policy Committee's decisions would be made on a meeting-by-meeting basis, with no forward guidance and no commitment to any specific rate path. He didn't say so in so many words, but we know from comments last week at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland that Kganyogo, like many another central banker, is watching America very carefully. Will Donald Trump push through his tariff promises, and if so, what effect will they have on economies like ours? Eskom is reporting a surge in half-year profits in the 6 months to end September last year. That's 17.8 billion rand, a tenfold increase on the same period a year earlier. Key contributors, net finance costs down 10% to 17.75 billion and a 16% jump in revenue to 183.7 billion. Eskom is also scoring from a 12.74% increase in tariffs and debt relief of 76 billion rand received from government in 2024, subsequently converted to equity. That's the good news. On the bad news side of the ledger, the National Electricity Regulator has approved a tariff increase of 12.7% for Eskom from April the 1st this year. That is well below the 36.1% requested by Eskom, but obviously well above the current 3% inflation rate. And now you know why the Reserve Bank is concerned about medium-term inflation. A tariff increase of that size, with a similar one last year, will certainly be passed on to consumers, and that's almost guaranteed to raise inflation. Turning to the markets, the JSE All Share and Top 40 both closed last evening up 0.4%. In London, the FTSE up 1%, while in New York, the Dow up 0.4%, the S&P 500 up 0.5%, the Nasdaq up 0.3%. Tokyo this morning up 0.1%, no Hong Kong, still closed for Chinese New Year, Sydney up 0.4%. The US dollar steady at 104 against the euro, the rand unchanged, 1855 to the dollar, 1926 to the euro, 2304 to sterling, gold at 2797, platinum 972, Bitcoin just under 104,400, Brent crude oil just on $77.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.